Glory. You can see the church is decorated a little bit different this morning. No monkeys hanging from the tree, though. We're not in Africa. The Jungle Book, you know? Glory to God. Hallelujah. It's from our character breakfast. We said, why don't you just leave it up? Enjoy the scenery, those of you that weren't here yesterday. It was very successful.
Yes. Did you see coming in? Did you like a foyer all decorated? It was awesome. Our kids had an amazing time. Amen. And many families came in and asked questions about the church. And it was just awesome. We love our kids. And listen, if we don't make something special at church for our kids, they're going to go out in the world and find it. And
that's
we're
right.
Going to make things special for them here, amen? We're going to make them want to come and tell their friends, hey, you need to come to my church. You need to come to this event. Get them into the house of God. And I just want you to stand up and give a standing ovation to all of our workers. Come on. Not this little clap stuff. I mean, they did a great, great job. It was awesome, amen? We just want to say thank you. We had many, many hands at work. Hallelujah. You can be seated. Thank you again, guys. You made it all possible.
Praise the Lord. Hey, man, I should have the worship team stay up here. I need to do something fast. Overflow. Glory to God. They're still back there. I could have them run up here if I wanted to, but I'll give them a break. Amen. Hallelujah. Sometimes you just, you know, I like to get up and with a punch. Hallelujah. Now, I've changed over my time, haven't I, honey? I know it. I used to get up and I wanted, holy, holy, holy. Now I want to think, this is war! Hallelujah. Glory to God. I don't know. Just get you going. You know what I mean? Amen. Living in a different time period, this is war. Right? Amen. It's time for increase. Time for overflow. It's time for to step into the things of God. You know, the way we did things in the 80s, we can't do things now like that. Amen. We got to be aggressive people for the things of God. Hallelujah. That's why we're going to hopefully finish up on winning at life today. And by the way, today is Pentecost Sunday. Come on, anyone know what that Pentecost Sunday is? Hallelujah. It's the outpouring of the Holy Spirit. So we're going to have a good time tonight. We're going to talk about Pentecost. We're going to just let the Holy Spirit celebrate him. Is that okay? Hallelujah. But this morning, I want to talk about zeal, being zealous and passionate for the things of God. David was a very passionate, he was an anointed king, he was a man after God's own heart, King David. But you have to understand that he was a great king because he was a great worshiper. Come on. They that know their God, the Bible says, will do exploits. That's why David was able to take on Goliath, because he knew his God. He knew his God with the bear and the lion and experiences that he'd had. He was a worshiper. He was a psalmist before he was a king. Amen? So he had the heart of God. And yes, he blew it sometimes. He wasn't perfect. And God's not looking for perfect people. He's looking for available people that will give 100% to their Christian walk. Amen? So Psalms chapter 69, verse 10, it says, this is David speaking, when they see me seeking more of you. Now this is David said, when the people around me see me seeking more of you with weeping and fasting, they all just scoff and scorn at my passion. At my passion. See, David's passion for the things of God was his testimony. His testimony. And you'll be the same way. People will make fun of you because you're a fanatic for Jesus. Hallelujah. You love him. You just don't love him in word, but you love him in deed. That's why many of you were out here yesterday ministering to the children and doing what we do here at Living Word. Amen? Hallelujah. And so there's passion behind it. You that are serving as ushers, greeters, children's workers, media people, everything like that. Hallelujah. It's passion that drives you. I hope you're just not doing it for Pastor Judy and myself. You're doing it for Jesus. You're doing it for Jesus, unto the Lord. Sometimes we don't celebrate you guys like we should, but let me tell you this, that you have a reward in heaven from your heavenly Father. Hallelujah. Sometimes when we as pastors don't acknowledge you and all the good things that you do, God is keeping a record. Amen. He's looking at your passion. And the word there, zealousness or passion, means fervor for a person, cause, or object, eager desire or endeavor, and enthusiastic diligence. Enthusiastic diligence. Hallelujah. Excited about doing things for God. Amen. So, although people around David, King David, was mocking him for his passion, his worship, his fasting. You mean you fast? I mean, that's really fanatical. Amen? Hallelujah. And his worship in the Lord. You remember the story when they brought the Ark of the Covenant into Jerusalem, and David took off his kingly robes and began to dance before the Lord. Hallelujah. His wife got upset with him and yelled at him and said, "What are you making a fool of yourself out there?" He said, "I'll make a fool for myself anytime for Jesus. Glory to God." Amen. Hallelujah. So don't worry about your family, what they say, or what your people think around you, or whatever. You are eternity-minded. You're thinking about God. You love Jesus with all your heart. And it's going to flow over. It's going to be an overflow in your life. Amen? You're going to demonstrate that passion. And that's so important. That's why we've said this over and over. We've used this scripture. God said, "My servant Caleb, because he had a different spirit in him and has followed me fully, okay, I will bring him into the land where we went, and like this says right here, his descendants shall inherit it." Now, I brought this scripture out because, amen, Caleb and of course Joshua also had a different spirit about them. They weren't in their position because they were voted into it. They were servants of Moses. They were close to Moses. Everywhere that Moses went, they went. Hallelujah. They refused to be denied. They wanted that anointing. They wanted the promised land. They wanted God's word to be fulfilled in their life. Amen. So they put their feet forward. They didn't look behind back to Egypt like the other people did. They kept forward looking. They were excited about the things of God. And when the other spies came with a negative report, no, Caleb and Joshua said, no, we're going to take it now. Hallelujah. Amen. Now even though the whole crowd, they kind of turned to them, no, we can't do it. They're giants over there. Caleb and Joshua were passionate for God's word and for what God had promised. Hallelujah. And so we need to be likewise. But this scripture here talks about descendants. Amen? And later on, we read where Joshua said, "Me and my house will serve the Lord." I don't care what you do, but we're fanatical for God. We're passionate for the things of God. Hallelujah. And the thing is, parents, if you're passionate for the house of God, if you're passionate not just as a duty to come to church, well, I got to serve today in some capacity. But if you're passionate, like David said, "I would rather be an usher. I would rather be a doorkeeper in the house of God than hang around with a wicked." Hallelujah. So you see there that your families, your children, and your children's children will inherit the blessing because of the actions that you do. Amen? If you're slothful about the things of God, if you, well, we don't have to go to church today because let's go on a picnic, let's do this, let's do that, and you take it lightly, guess what? Your children are going to be raised with the same thought in mind that, hey, the house of God is not important. It's not important. See, if you're passionate for Jesus, now, Jesus was faithful to the temple. Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. He was faithful. He not only taught, but he was raised with that conviction. Amen? Of course, Jewish tradition, so on and so forth. But that's where he stood up and said, the Spirit of the Lord God is upon me. Amen? It was in church. Say church. Church is a good thing. Hallelujah. And you see that carry over. When Jesus had ascended, the first thing after the day of Pentecost that the disciples did, Peter and John was on the way to what? Church. Amen. And then all through the book of Acts, it says they were in the temple daily and from house to house their whole life. And I'm sure they had jobs. They had occupations. They had to take care of their families. All right? They had all of these responsibilities. All right? Without all of the conveniences that we have today, they didn't have microwaves. They didn't have dishwashers. They didn't have, you know, all of the you know, how many of you glad, you ladies, you don't have to wash your clothes in one of those scrub boards? Huh? Come on now. Hallelujah. See, the thing is, this generation has all the conveniences. Amen? But in many cases, there's a lack of passion for the things of God because we don't have time. We put other things first. But see, we can see the great examples in the Bible. We want revival. We want the book of Acts. We want the power of God. They show us the sample there. They were in the house daily. They were in the temple daily. Not just once a week, a daily. Hallelujah. From house to house. Everybody was excited. That's what happens when there's a revival spirit. Everybody is excited about church. Hallelujah. Amen. And it bothers me as a pastor, we see families that just, you know, once in a while, they sneak in and they come to church and they do this, they put, you know, and you don't want to bug them and ask them where they've been and all that kind of stuff, but you know their priorities are off. And because their priorities are off, what's going to happen to the children and the children's children? Come on, we are responsible to set priorities in our life. To get excited, hallelujah. I'm going to go to church and I'm going to usher today. I'm going to go to church, hallelujah. Praise God, because I want to bless somebody. I want to pray for somebody. Amen. So what we can't be is half-hearted about God, amen, or about worship, or about our family, or about our jobs. It carries over. The Bible says, whatever you do in word or deed, do it as unto the Lord. Amen. So not being sluggish, not being just, you know, just que sera, sera, whatever will be, but put a full heart. In other words, take ownership of what God has given you to do. Amen. Think about being productive in everything that you do. Worshiping God, not just come in and just, When is this worship team going to sit down? Because I'm tired of standing this morning. I just want to sit on my blessed assurance. Amen. Hallelujah. I would like it, Pastor, if some of you'd get up here and dance during the fast song. Instead, if you have Kathleen up here, she's always up here. Amen? Praise the Lord. Yeah, she loves Jesus. Yeah. No, I don't want to go up there. Everybody look at me. Well, maybe we'll have a David Sunday. where we all come and dance before the Lord. Yeah. Take our jackets off. And if you refuse to come up, the ushers will drag you up. Hallelujah. We'll teach you how to be passionate. Pastor G's over there looking at me. I better be quiet. Oh, this message is not coming out like I was supposed to. All right. Can't wait for the second service. Just hang around, okay? Let's look at the book of James. Now, this scripture we often use in, you know, count it all joy. Well, that's being passionate, right? Hallelujah. I want to read this out of the Passion Translation. In beginning with verse 5, chapter 1. When you are half-hearted and wavering, it leaves you unstable. I love that translation. If you are half-hearted and wavering, it leaves you unstable. And this is usually where a half-hearted person is. They're wavering. They're vacillating. They're trying to find themselves. You know, the only place you can find yourself is in God. Well, Pastor, I don't know what I'm supposed to do in the church. Well, do something. Do something. Amen. I remember Pastor Judy when she was always involved in something, and sometimes she did things that she wasn't necessarily called to do because she hadn't found her place. That's why Growth Track is so important for you guys to get into. We help you find your place. So she tried greeting, she tried the children's ministry, she tried different things. She got yelled at by the pastor one time because she didn't have a name tag on. See, we were in the Ministry of Helps too at one time. Amen. I don't think you ever leave the Ministry of Helps, no matter what office you stand in. But hallelujah. But you know, just finding your place and just pushing through. Sometimes you have to adjust your attitude. And a lot of times our attitude is the problem that causes us to be half-hearted. Amen? Or we got an issue. You need to bury those issues at the cross. Amen. Hallelujah. We knew somebody once that always had an issue. And he'd want to give them a tissue for their issue. I'm rhyming today. Hallelujah. You know, just crying about this, crying about that. Just, you know. Come on, let's grow up in the things of God. Read the New Testament. The Apostle Paul tells us, amen. So when you are half-hearted and wavering, it leaves you unstable. Can you really expect to receive anything from the Lord when you come to church in that condition? Now that was my translation. And if anyone longs to be wise, ask God for wisdom and he will give it you. And we know this about wisdom. You've got to... Yeah, you can't be half-hearted in asking, but I'm going to go ahead and read this anyway. He won't see your lack of wisdom as an opportunity to scold you over the failures, but he will overwhelm your failures with the generous grace. Just make sure you ask empowered by confident faith, amen, without doubting that you will receive for what's that word? Ambivalent. I said it earlier today, but I just, you know, I'll speak in tongues when I say that. Believes one minute and doubts the next. Being undecided or half-hearted, okay, makes you become like a rough sea driven and tossed by the wind. You're up one minute and tossed down the next. Do you know anybody like that? Up one minute and toss down the next, just back and forth, unstable. Hallelujah. But let me tell you, at Living Word, there is an anointing and an unction for you to change. Amen. 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 No matter what condition you're in, there is an anointing to better you. Hallelujah. I often think of King Saul. And King Saul was the, you know, forerunner of King David. He was the first king of Israel. God gave him a king, them a king, because they begged him for a king. It wasn't God's perfect will. But he gave him King Saul, which was a stature above, you know, very tall, looked kingly. Amen. So the children of Israel got what they wanted. But this man wasn't anything like David. He didn't have a heart for God. He wasn't a worshiper, and so on and so forth. And he would get in trouble with a prophet every once in a while. But this this illustration shows us that when people that are half-hearted get into a company and surrounded by people of passion, that will change their life. Amen? Even if they have a problem with being passionate and stable and things in their Christian walk, if they will keep company with the right people, the anointing on the rest of the people will get on them and it will cause a change. Hallelujah. Praise God. So this happened to King Saul. It said, he was told by the prophet, now you're going to go join these other prophets down here. Now this, he was a king. And it says in 1 Samuel chapter 6 verse, or chapter 10 verse 6, it says, then the Spirit of the Lord, the prophet was telling King Saul this, when you're there among these people, the Spirit of the Lord will get on you. Amen. I love that. And you will prophesy with them and be turned into another man. That's powerful. Hallelujah. See, if you can get some of your kinfolks just to come to church. Amen? Praise God. Sit by them. Don't let them get up and go to the bathroom during the altar call. Just hang on, handcuff them. My grandfather, he ended up getting baptized late in life, but grandma, kids, everybody went to church. He was kind of a holdout. He was a great guy, you know. But we'd bring him to church, and sure enough, every time he was about ready for the altar call, he had to go to the bathroom. I mean, it was timed. I mean, in the sermon, altar call, grandpa had to go to the bathroom. But he surrendered to God before he went home. Amen. He got baptized in water. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. It might take a while for them to change. And I'm talking about you. If you are a person that is kind of just, you know, not in all the way that you want to be, and you just, you know, your flesh is trying to strong and you're fighting it, and you're new, especially if you're a baby Christian. Every time the church is, oh, you need to jump in Bible school. You need to do everything that you can do. Hallelujah. Go to all the growth group, connect groups. Amen. And take the plunge into the things of God, and that anointing will get on you, and you'll be changed from the inside out. Glory to God. Hallelujah. How many of you has happened to you like that? Praise God. You get too close to God's people that are on fire, and that fire will catch on you. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. We need more than that, don't we? Glory to God. Glory. So the anointing will change you. Praise the Lord. Amen. So what happens is when you get around people that is excited about the things of God, that are actually doing something for the Lord, hallelujah. You know, there's a group of people who just want to be blessed all the time, but that's not kingdom. Amen? Kingdom is going out and serving. Jesus said the greatest in the kingdom is servant of all. Praise the Lord. So if you're unfulfilled, you're not satisfied in your state, maybe you're not involved. Involvement. I don't want to get involved. It'll put me to work if I go to that church. We've been known to do that. If we're guilty of one thing, we want to get you working. Because we know that the only way that you're going to be totally fulfilled and happy, amen, and you get your mind off of your poor old self, is to get busy in the kingdom of God. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Read the New Testament. It's all there. Praise the Lord. Amen. Glory to God. All right. So another area I want to move into, it goes, keeps going, building on each other, is the not look at circumstances. Not look at circumstances. A lot of people, something will happen in their life and they'll immediately blame the church. They'll blame something, okay? Have to make excuses. And so they step back from serving the Lord. They step back from being passionate from God, for God. Amen? They'll just kind of get in that, you know, whatever, that limbo zone, not doing anything for the kingdom of God. And the Bible, I love Ecclesiastes. This is, we use it for sowing and giving a lot, but it's true. It says, chapter 11, verses 1 through 4, Message Bible, when the clouds are full of water, it rains. When the wind blows down a tree, it lies where it falls. But it says, don't sit there watching the wind. Amen? Amen. Don't sit there listening to all the garbage on the news all the time. Amen? You know, Pastor Judy and I will turn on the news and the headlines and stuff. I'll tell her, turn it off. I don't want to listen to it. You know, I like news, but I like the good news. Amen? Hallelujah. We can skim over the bad news real quick. There's plenty of that out there. But we want the good news. And you know, the real good news is in the Bible. From cover to cover. Praise the Lord. So it says, don't sit there watching the wind. Do your own work. In other words, pay attention to what God has called you to do. Don't stare at the clouds. Amen? Get on with your life. Get on with your life. Be generous. Invest in acts of charity. How much do we talk about love around here? Invest in acts of, we did acts of charity yesterday. Praise the Lord. But it says charity yields high returns. You're giving, you're serving with excellence. You're serving with passion will yield high returns. So don't hoard your goods. Spread them around. Be a blessing to others. Hallelujah. Because this could be your last night. What an ending, right? Glory to God. You could die tonight. So get right with God. Get, you bet, you have 15 minutes to get passionate. Amen. Come on now, let's do it. Glory to God. Don't wait to see what everybody else does. You need to be a pace setter and not a follower. Glory to God. Because the Bible says that we are led by the Spirit of God. And if we are truly sensitive to the Holy Ghost, to the Holy Spirit, He will guide us. The Bible says He will guide us. In John chapter 14, Jesus talks about the helper, the comforter, the one called alongside to help. Amen. And so He wants us to be exuberant about the things of God. He wants us to serve Him with passion. Amen. And excellence. I love our security team. Eddie's doing a good job. Amen. How many's on officially on the security team? Raise your hand in here. There's one up here. Come on, there's some. There's one over there. Amen. Hallelujah. Matt, you're on the security team too, you know. You're on those drums sometimes, but you're on the security team. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Amen. And there's others around that you don't know, so don't act up. Don't try to attack me or somebody will tackle you. Amen. Hallelujah. God's a good God, isn't He? Amen. You're protected in this church, whether it has security or not. Do you realize that? Amen. We just sent out a notice. I sent it to Eddie that not long, just a few weeks ago, a guy came in and point blank shot at the pastor, and his gun didn't go off. Who do you think did that? There was an angel there. Amen. Hallelujah. I would rather not try that. Okay. I would rather not go there. Praise God. Hallelujah. So passion in the things of God. We have to show one another. We need, again, being pace setters in whatever you do. We have a woman's breakfast coming up, and I know that there's going to be a meeting with you ladies in between services, but we're going to show excellence, man. Hallelujah. It's going to be the best breakfast in ministry and outreach. There's a lot of ladies that you're bringing. It's going to be tremendous. And you need to show off that day. Come on, ladies. Come on. How many of you are going to show off that day? Amen. You're going to have a spirit of excellence when the worship team is praising God. You're going to praise the Lord. Amen. So everything that we do, we're not going to pay attention to how we feel. Amen. I had a great morning. I went walking the dog this morning. Like I normally do on Sunday mornings. Our little Ginger. She's not really little, but amen. But how many of them, it rained a little bit last night and this morning? I was walking down. We have a dead end street, and we have a path there. And I slid on some mud. My feet went out from under me. Bam! I had my Apple Watch on, and it said, "Did you fall?" I said, "Yes, I did." But by faith, I didn't get hurt. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So I could have had Pastor Judy said, right before I got up here, I said, "Honey, do you want me to preach? You know, they hurt my leg here, you know, and so on and so forth." I said, "What are you going to preach on?" She said, "Do something." I know either her or Pastor Mike could do something. Amen. How many of you know that we got good preachers in the house? Praise the Lord. How you gonna just come to church? You'll get under the anointing. How many of you have felt at different times, "I'm just too tired to go to church this morning"? Come on, be honest with me. Come on, I just, you know, you were up all night or something like that. See, passion will drive you to church. Amen. Regardless of what you feel like, you get up and do what you got to do. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. And you let the Spirit of God come on you and change you from the inside out. Hallelujah. Come on, stand with me this morning. I felt like I was all over the place, but that's just, you know. I did a Sunday night on a Sunday morning. Whatever. Are you excited? Yeah. Come on, are you excited? Yeah. You'd make more noise at a game. I'll get Pastor Judy to whistle. You want to whistle? You don't want to whistle? Pastor Mike would have to move if she whistled because it hurts her ears. Hallelujah. But she grew up going to games, and she knows how to make a lot of noise. So on the count of three, I want you to shout. Amen. You're at God's baseball game, and he's winning. He just hit a home run. Hallelujah. Praise God. One, two, three. Hallelujah! Glory. We can make some noise around here this morning. Praise the Lord. Glory to God. I want you to bow your heads. If you're here today, man, I've never been to the church like this. Well, amen. I told somebody yesterday at the breakfast, it says, we need to call our church the happiest church on earth. Isn't that good? Are we the happiest church on earth? Hallelujah. Praise God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father, that you love us so much Heavenly Father, that you gave your only begotten Son, that if we would believe on him, we will not perish, but have everlasting life. And Father, we just thank you for this congregation right now. Hallelujah. And if you're here today, and you have never made Jesus the Lord of your life, you're just living an existence. You have an emptiness. You have a void that you've tried to replace by different things. But I want to tell you right now that you will never be satisfied without receiving Christ into your life and making him the Lord of your life. He went to the cross to take your sins in your place so that you could have life and have it more abundantly. Amen. Your spiritual life, your spiritual condition, and also other benefits. God talks about other benefits that come with our having Jesus as our Savior. Hallelujah. So I want you to pray this prayer with me today. Make it sincere. The Bible says, whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Pray this with me. Heavenly Father, I thank you for sending Jesus to die on the cross in my place. And now, Lord Jesus, I ask you to come into my heart, come into my life, be my Lord and Savior. I thank you that you've heard my prayer, that I am in the family of God right now, that Jesus, you are my Lord, you are my Savior. Amen. Hallelujah. If you said that for the first time, please go to the next steps table in the back and we have some material for you. Tell somebody that you said that prayer. Amen. And it will change your life. You'll be a new person. Amen. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things have become new. Hallelujah.